We next hear of happenings in the city centre. The Tombland revamp has received some negative reaction. The e-scooter trial has been given the go-ahead. And the new car park extension at County Hall is one step closer to being accepted. We also hear that the cathedral weathercock has been taken down for restoration and Gerald have had to make redundancies. Over to Sue now, who will start with reactions to the Tombland revamp.
Work on a £2.5 million revamp of the Tombland area of Norwich began earlier this month, with council bosses saying the work will increase facilities and access for cyclists and pedestrians, improve bus journey times and enhance the area. But the work, due to continue for 7 months and funded through the government's Transforming Cities Fund, has been criticised by Norwich Cycling Campaign, who say suggestions made during the consultation were not taken on board. Richard Bierman from the campaign group said, "The Tombland scheme does nothing for cyclists and in some ways it will make it worse. For cyclists to get from Erpingham Gate to Queen Street, they will have to rejoin the road, which less confident cyclists may struggle with, especially with buses and taxis around. This is a landscaping scheme and not one which is good for cyclists. What was really needed was a segregated cycle lane to enable us to get around to St Faith's Lane. We did suggest lots of changes early on in the process, but they were not taken up." Martin Wilby, Norfolk County Council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Infrastructure and Transport, and Chairman of the Transforming Cities Joint Committee, said, "Tombland is a busy area in a historic part of the city, serving multiple users to a range of people and requires sensitive handling. The Joint Committee listened to all the feedback gathered in the consultation, but ultimately we need to balance the needs of all users. We are delivering a number of improvements for walking and cycling to tie in with our work across the wider city centre, but this project is also very much focused around reducing delays for public transport and removing the eyesore disused toilets to create more public space and support local businesses in the longer term."
A trial of rental e-scooters will go ahead in Norwich after the government gave the go-ahead for the city to be a testbed for the machines. The Department for Transport is fast-tracking trials of rental e-scooters for local authorities, and Norfolk County Council has been given the green light to work with Beryl to enable hiring of 100 of the vehicles for 12 months. Beryl, which rents bicycles and e-bikes in the city via a mobile phone app, has provided the first look at the electronic scooters which will soon join its fleet. The Beryl e-scooter has passed vehicle approval from the Department for Transport. Every scooter is fitted with a safety bell, and Beryl says talks will continue with organisations such as Norfolk Police and local disability groups over how they will operate. Beryl e-scooters can be used on roads and cycle lanes, but not on pavements or shared spaces. E-scooter riders will have to provide a valid UK driving licence to participate, and there will be a 12 mph speed limit, although that could be cut where lower speeds are deemed appropriate. Helmets are encouraged but not mandatory, while scooters have to be left in specific bays. It remains illegal for private e-scooter owners to ride on public land. The government sees the rental trial as a way to gather data and evidence over whether to change that law. A date for the scheme's launch has yet to be announced.
A controversial 1.9 million car park extension at Norfolk County Council's headquarters has been backed by councillors, but a government intervention means it could yet be rejected. The Council's Planning Committee voted 8-4 in favour of the scheme to create an extra 128 spaces at the Martineau Lane site through an extension to the car park and by adding a second deck to part of the current setup. However, the Secretary of State had served a holding notice on the council after a request for the government to get involved. That meant the committee could not award permission, although it could have rejected it. After a 2.5 hour long meeting, the committee voted to signal they would want to award permission, but that it had been delegated to the council's head of planning to enact once the government decided whether to call in the decision or to withdraw the holding direction. If it is called in by the government, it would trigger a planning inquiry and the final decision would rest with the community secretary, Robert Jenrick. There were more than 50 representations, with neighbours saying coronavirus showed staff could work from home, so extra parking was not needed. The impact of the added deck on nearby homes, congestion and pollution were also concerns.
Restoration work has begun on a historic part of Norwich's skyline after the cathedral's weathercock was brought down for the first time in nearly six decades. The gold cockerel weather vane will be regarded as part of maintenance work to the 900-year-old building, having stood at the very top of it since 1756. The father and son team of Chris and Sam Milford, from historic building conservation specialist Wall Walkers, made the 315-foot climb to the top of the spire. Mr. Milford Sr., 72, and his son were joined by Marco Briaschi and Joe Day and took around 3 hours to bring the weathercock back to the ground. The team are to restore the piece, overlaying around 300 sheets of gold leaves before returning it to the top of the spire. Chris Milford said, "It's in good physical condition, it's not breaking, not rusting. There is one little screw that is rusting." The current spire is the third built in the cathedral's 900-year-old history, after previous spires were destroyed by storms and fire caused by lightning. The last major restoration of the stone spire was in the early 1960s, and the project was overseen by architect Bernard Fielden.
Norwich's 250-year-old retailer Jarrell's has made 90 roles redundant across the business, including the boss. A spokesman for the firm confirmed the consultation process with staff had been completed, and approximately 90 roles were lost. This includes the chief executive, Minnie Moll, who joined Jarrell's in 2018. The job cuts represent just under a quarter of the 400-strong workforce. Back in June, after a week of reopening, following its closure because of COVID, Jarrell's revealed an employee consultation was to begin, with the intention to reduce employment costs by approximately 20%. A spokesman at the time said, "Jarrell Retail is well run and managed business, and we have no intention of closing. However, due to the unprecedented nature of COVID-19 and the impact that this has had on the business, we are having to take these steps to ensure the long-term sustainability of the company."